Now we're going to move on with our next segment, Normal or Nah, where we talk about questions you have sent in. So this one is not actually a question, but I think it would still be very interesting to talk about. My colleague told me that when she has a baby, she would want it to be perfect, and even said that it would be so much easier if you could just go to the doctor and fill out a form with features that your child should have and let the lab create it for you. I think that it sounds crazy, like a girl assembling her baby doll.
It's crazy that she basically wants to assemble her baby like a pizza, thinking, so which toppings do I want today? And humanity is actually already able to manipulate DNA to create these designer babies.
Well, the process is actually more like using a scissor and cutting out the unwanted part of the DNA sequence.
Yeah, you're right. And I've read that scientists have developed a molecular biological method called CRISPR-Cas9. At the moment, it's the easiest, fastest, and most cost-effective method that we know. On top of that, it is really precise because unintentional cuts in the DNA strand are rare and can mostly be ruled out. And did you know that it was actually developed by the two molecular biologists Emmanuel Charpentier and Jennifer Doudna? In 2020, they even got the Nobel Prize for Chemistry for their research and work on this technology.
No, I didn't know that. It is kind of scary to think about all these new possibilities that arise with this way of gene alteration, and of course there are many positives too. But first, I think we should explain a bit more about how CRISPR-Cas9 actually works. First, you have to know that the basic CRISPR-Cas9 mechanism originates from bacteria. The CRISPR sequences store a history of past viral or foreign DNA encountered by the bacterium. The sequences act like a library of genetic material from previous invaders. Oh, and I should probably mention that CRISPR stands for Clustered Regularly Interspaced Short Palindromic Repeats, and Cas9 is an endonuclease which causes a double-stranded DNA break, allowing modification to the genome. But let's get back to our example. When the bacterium gets attacked by the virus again, they already have a small piece of the invader's DNA saved in their archive CRISPR. The bacterium makes an RNA copy. The protein Cas9 then compares the attacker's DNA with the saved piece, and in case of a perfect match, it cuts out the virus DNA, making it useless and protecting the bacterium.
That's really interesting. And on top of that, scientists have figured out that this system is programmable. So you just give it a copy of the DNA you want to modify, and then put the system into a living cell. Every type of cell can be used for this. Microorganisms, plants, animals, and humans. But I want to focus on the latter one now because babies modified through this method actually already exist. The first ones being the twins Lulu and Nana. In 2018, their birth was announced by the Chinese scientist He Yankui. He had altered their genetic material, which protected the twins against HIV. One negative effect of the method, which is shown in large studies, is that individual genes have effects on different traits or diseases at the same time, sometimes in opposite directions. So selecting for one trait can mean increasing the risk for certain diseases on the other side. But there are already studies that try to solve the problem with genome-wide association studies. They are being used to try to detect generally valid markers for a certain trait and understand which gene variations can cause what exactly. I also know that you researched a case with a designer baby too. So what is that about?
Speaking of children created with science, the baby Adam Nash, today a 23 years old man, was specifically selected as an embryo in the petri dish. The goal was to save the life of his sister Molly, who has a hereditary disease, by using his genetically compatible stem cells. For this process, they used a pre-implantation genetic diagnosis, which is legal in Germany since 2011 too. This method includes screening of embryos in the petri dish, which helped to exclude many hereditary diseases in advance. I don't know what to think about it, because modifying two babies so that they are born protected against HIV is the one, but making a child in the lab, so to speak, to save the sibling is more controversial. How does it feel to know that you were only born to save your sister's life?
Sounds like the movie My Sister's Keeper, and we all know how that went. But there are also consequences for the scientists behind it. The Chinese scientist was actually arrested in 2019, had to go to prison for 3 years, and got a fine for modifying the twins. Luckily, we're still at a stage where designer babies like Lulu and Nana are not common and widely condemned. Right now, the most modification is done to agricultural plants. And I think that as long as the CRISPR method is only used to improve people's health and get rid of genetic diseases, it is great. But I'm also pretty sure that once these techniques get more accepted and used, it is only a matter of time until it's okay to also design your child to your liking. I mean, now there are impossible beauty standards, a lot of judgment and discrimination already. Could you imagine what it would be like to live in a world that terminates small imperfections and things that make us as individuals special just the way we are?
In my opinion, it's a terrifying idea if in the future there are only people who seem to be perfect on the outside, or who defines what perfect is. I think it's a pity that so many people today are made insecure by social media because of their appearance. Besides, it's not only our looks that make us seemingly perfect, because this doesn't help us to have a good character.
But to come back to the message of the beginning, isn't one of the cool things of having a child it being the perfect mixture of the parents, illnesses aside? And if your colleague really thinks that way, I'm not sure she should be a parent, because to feel the need to make her baby perfect according to her perception of being perfect, which is probably also influenced by societal standards, sounds pretty toxic.
I totally agree with you, and I think that resembling our parents or siblings is also a sense of belonging to the family and honoring them. But let us know what you all think about this topic, and if you have other questions, we can talk about them next week.
Of course, the sources to our research are in the podcast information as always. And now the outro of our segment, Normal or Nah.